You'll be mad when you get what you don't have. So don't go away for the day like a nomad. Don't stay away for too long, I'll relapse. You're fighting away like I'm Captain AM. Oh, but you still my heart away. I would stay.
Hi, this is Howe's New York with New York real estate attorney Robert Howe. This is our holiday episode, and we'll be talking gift buying with Kaleidoscope Toy Store's Ina Trinidad and the Bookmark Shop's Bina Valenzano. Hold on for Bob. Welcome, everyone, to Howe's New York. I am your host again, Robert Howe, and we are talking about a multitude of topics, including real estate, community, politics in a nonpartisan manner, of course, and any topics of the day. We are broadcasting from an undisclosed location in Brooklyn, New York, to a potential audience stretching from Longyearbyen, Norway, to Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego, thanks to the power of Blog Talk Radio. I am here with my executive producer, Jason Versace, of Rising Tide Marketing. Tonight we have as a guest Ina Trinidad of Kaleidoscope Toys and Bina Valenzano of the Bookmark Shop, both small merchants in Bay Ridge. Tonight we'll be talking about the topics of last-minute holiday shopping ideas, as well as supporting your small merchant in your community. Ina and Bina, hello, good evening tonight.
Hi, Rob. How are you?
We're doing great, thank you. I was just thinking before we started the show that maybe a good topic would a different name of a topic for tonight would be Ina and Bina versus Goliath in terms of holiday shopping. You both are small merchants on 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, fabulous stores, and we thought we'd have you on. Tell our audience a little bit about your business, and then we'll get into the area of holiday shopping ideas, as well as why people should support small merchants. Bina, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business. Ina, I'm sorry. We have Ina on the line now. Ina, I'm sorry. Tell us a little about your business.
No problem. Well, I'm the owner of Kaleidoscope Toy Store, located on 87th and 3rd Avenue, right here in the heart of Bay Ridge, about a few blocks away from the 86th Street station on the R Line. And we cater more towards from newborn to preteens, serving the community with specialty and educational toys. And I would like to also start off with a result that we normally put out every day, and that is, what do snowmen eat for breakfast?
What do snowmen eat for breakfast? So you're the store that has that chalkboard outside.
That's
with a riddle
right.
on it every day. And, of course, I can never answer the riddle, so I feel pretty dumb. But I'm sure some five-year-old could probably answer it pretty easily. So are you going to tell us later on what the answer to the riddle is?
Yeah, I think so. I think that would be a great idea.
Okay, perfect. So in the interim, you run a toy store, and what actually got you interested in doing this type of business?
Essentially, I've always wanted to potentially own my own business, and I guess my fate, that's how I sort of ended up in the toy industry. I am a big kid at heart, as and so is my husband, and therefore, with some of my background knowledge in retail and marketing, along with everything else, it kind of made sense to kind of go into this sort of business all.
And what prompted you to strike out on your own rather than joining a big toy company and working in their sales department or marketing department? Why did you strike out on your own?
I guess, and I don't want to sound cliche, but I want to, I have in terms of where the store is going to go and sort of everything that I've learned and I and what other people do, and I kind of want to do things a little bit differently in a good way based on all the experience that I gained.
Right. So give us a couple ideas of how you do it differently than the big stores that, that we're all accustomed to.
Well, aside from the product that we stock the store with, we are currently working on more or less revolutionizing the retail industry all in all, and that's with, number one, providing absolutely genuine customer service. And by that, I don't mean, you know, to say making sure everybody's and helping, but just taking a step further and creating relationships beyond that one transaction and beyond that one purchase that the consumer actually makes. And along with actually combining plastic toys together
And are you finding that the type of people that shop in your store are looking for customer service, or are they just looking for the cheapest type of toy that they can find?
It's more of people are looking to receive that undivided attention, along with more of a guide and sort of provide them some sort of insight on what they actually are buying and spending their money on. But we're always budget conscious, and that's one of our questions that we do ask. Although we're a small merchant and we're a small store, and many people sometimes are intimidated by it, we actually, along with all the other stores along the avenue, provide great promotions, discounts, and product.
And do you find, do you get this feedback from your customers that they enjoy coming in to see you rather than, I guess they could just probably sit at home and click away on an Amazon or an eBay and get everything they need. What, do you ever get comments from your customers? I think we have lost Ina for a brief moment, but my own personal experience with Kaleidoscope, a small store on 3rd Avenue, managed hands-on by Ina and Paul. And you go in there and you get that feel-good feeling once you walk into their store. They have quality toys lined up on the shelves, beautifully decorated. You have to check out the mural that they have on their back wall, a little mural of a portion of 3rd Avenue highlighting their store and some of their neighboring stores. They have a knowledgeable sales staff. You're lucky if you catch Paul or Ina there to be your salesperson. They really are knowledgeable about their product. And for, you know, someone like me who goes in, my wife sends me out to find a present for a 10-year-old. Well, really, I'm not up on what's going on. So I simply say, Paul, Ina, what's the hot thing in your store at this time of year? They tell me. And, you know, I buy it. I go home. My wife's happy. I'm happy. Everybody's happy. So that's the type of customer service that I think we're trying to promote on the avenue. We also have as our guest tonight Bina Valenzano. Bina is the proprietor of the Bookmark Shop. Hello, Bina. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, it's great. Good to have you on. Bina, tell our audience what you do and the type of store you own.
Absolutely. I own an independent bookstore located in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn on 3rd Avenue, and we try very, very hard to give wonderful customer service. We put together free community events, book clubs. We work very closely with schools and other local communities and churches, and we try really hard to create a wonderful family feeling here at the store.
At the beginning of our show, I said we might have entitled this show Ina and Bina versus Goliath. The business is that you're in. You're both small merchants, yet you're facing, stores of almost Goliath-type size. And how do you as a bookstore combat offer maybe an alternative, you know, to those the big Goliaths that you compete against?
Oh, absolutely. I think our market is rapidly changing. It's changed a lot over the last 5 years, and it'll continue to change probably over the next 5 to 10 years with e-books and with all of these e-reading devices, as well as the iPad, which can do so much, plus books. And so not only now are we competing against the Amazons and Barnes & Noble, we're now also competing against these e-readers. And so some of the things that we try to do are offer services that they cannot. Some of the services are really just community events. We offer our store as a place where meetings can happen. Other small book clubs are able to meet here. We are trying to restart something for children and their book clubs. We offer book signings here, and we try to market all different ideas and promotions. Something that larger stores and e-readers cannot compete with.
So rather than meeting your clients in cyberspace, you're actually meeting them and greeting them in your own store.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And what are your customers? What's the feedback from your customers? What are they saying? Does anyone ever say, gee, you know, I could have stayed home and done this on the internet, but I wanted to come out and see you? Do you get any sort of comments like that?
We do. We get a lot of that. A lot of times customers say that it's nice to have the shopping experience again of being able to browse and touch something and put it back down and move on to something else until they found what they physically like. And that's not something that you can gain shopping online. The other thing is I'd like to think that my partner and myself, my business partner, Christine Frigletti, we have wonderful personalities. I think I'm wonderful anyway. And so
I agree.
And so it's nice to be able to chat with customers and ask after family, and develop a real relationship.
Ina, tell us how you compete with Goliath or offer an alternative to Goliath.
Well, to be honest, we kind of embraced the idea that unfortunately, many years down the road from now, stores in general, brick-and-mortar stores, and especially the small communities like Kaleidoscope, our toy store, it'll more or less become more of a museum. So in order to compete, we're trying to stay ahead and combine the innovative technology with the one-on-one customer service and translate the experience and the knowledge that we gain and how to actually build those relationships person to person to the cyberspace more or less and also have relevance on the street as well in terms of the actual store. In terms of competition, it's more focused on what they don't do as opposed to what they do. And what they don't do, I mean, we constantly hear that, for an instance, Toys R Us, how the customer service is not there present at all. No one is knowledgeable, and that's our competitor side is where we have the knowledge to back up our product 100% that they're not just wasting and spending their money on just another commercial item. And just even we've even got great compliments. We were compared to other small stores in other parts of Brooklyn, and that we're organized and we need. And technically, our competitive side to everyone else is that we provide the small store feel, but we try to kind of also give very organized, very structured atmosphere on the back end and not so much in the front end. And so sort of kind of the best of both worlds.
Perfect, yes. Why don't we both change direction here a little? We're 10 days before Christmas. People are a little harried and stressed, have to get this, have to get that, have to finish my list. Bina, why don't you tell us what, give us some hot tips, you know, for gifts that will make us all look like we put a lot of thought into them, and we'll get the wow factor from the recipient.
Oh, wow. Okay. I would suggest for, you know what, some of our hot bestsellers right now, definitely this new Steve Jobs book. There is the new Stephen King book, which is flying off the shelf, which I would definitely recommend. There is a new biography on Coco Chanel. There is, let's see, and then for younger children, I would say definitely go with something by Rick Warden. You can't go wrong by him. The Hunger Games trilogy is something that is very hot right now. And when in doubt, always go for those classics.
What is the Hunger Games trilogy?
Book one is called The Hunger Games, and it's a three-part, obviously, trilogy, and it's written by Suzanne Collins. And they have just started to leak out the trailer for the movie that's due out in March. And while it's originally written for teens, there are many, many adults that are enjoying it. It's a science fiction fantasy genre.
And did I also hear, let's go back for a second to Stephen King. Did he make the top 10 list of the New York Times list for 2011?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. His newest book is actually entitled 11-22-63, and it gives an alternate ending to how and what and why everything and what had happened with the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Very, very interesting.
Okay. You're not going to tell us the ending, of course.
Can't do it. Sorry. You'll just have to pick up a copy.
All right. Yes, all I need is the time to read them. While I'm, do they make cliff notes of these?
You have to make the time.
Yes, you're right. I think all of our listeners have to realize you have to make the time. Yet we all have to slow down a touch. So, Ina, now I'm coming into your place. I need a few holiday gifts. What are you going to suggest for me or any of your other customers?
Well, we normally steer our customers into the direction of $20 to $25 price range for, let's say, Perplexus, which is this amazing 3D maze in the ball, which has mesmerized kids from the ages of 6 to basically 96, and it's challenging and fun, along with Automa Blocks, which is an heirloom type of wooden, I guess, car that they can actually change and collect. Arizuka, which is really cool, retails once again at $20. And going back to the basics of the old school Fisher Price players, actually, other magnet tabs, which is more on the educational side, but it's great for dexterity, mobility, and to start for 3-year-olds who sort of starting to learn letters. Lowercase, uppercase numbers, how to write with this little magnetic pen and these little balls sort of on the board. As well as creativity for kids, crafts are very hot for girls ages 6 to 10, 9. Trash and Angel custom-made rhinestone charm bracelets, really cute, really pretty, really girly. Handmade hats, leg warmers, and scarves, which are actually made by a local mom. And all of these are actually retailed under $25, and we are currently going out 20% off, along with all the other merchants, if you pick up that special coupon that is actually circulating throughout the area. And Angry Birds Plus, $10 to $15, can't go wrong, and your kid will probably be the happiest if they got one of those. I mean, there's a list, and, I mean, higher price range, you have a shopping cart by Melissa and Doug, which is all metal, plasma cars, ramp racer sets, Legos. I mean, there's lots and lots of great things, and the best part of them all is that it's quality toys that will actually last for more than one season, and your child will play with them more than once.
How about any toys for big kids like me? What are you going to sell me?
No. I will challenge you to a Perplexus, I have to say. And Perplexus and the Buckyballs, actually. They're called the best desktop toy of the year, and they're these small little tiny magnets, and they're strictly for ages 14 plus. Retail for about also under $30 as well.
So do you find adults coming in also saying, well, I'll get three or four gifts for these children, but let me pick up something for myself? It's sort of like a meet.
Not so much. I mean, I've actually had a customer recently in the store. She wanted to kind of steer away from the regular scarf tie or a sweater situation for her brother, and she decided to actually purchase a toy instead, and she bought the Perplexus and was very happy about it, and I actually can't wait to hear the feedback.
And it sounds, you know, like you have a lot of $20 and $25 price points, so that's it takes it easy on a parent's wallet or pocketbook, and it also allows them to buy multiple gifts, unlike these high-priced electronic gifts that may be in the $200 or $300 range. Someone can come into your store and choose for $200 or $300. They could walk out with 10 gifts, actually.
A quarter of my inventory.
Yeah, a quarter of your inventory. Bina, how about yourself? Your price points are probably in the same range, right?
Yes, we have very affordable price points. Our least costly start at about $9.99, and a typical hardcover is between $22 to $25. And we also have a great selection of coffee table books, and those will go upwards of maybe $30 to $50 for something for a larger book. And then as far as the children's books, they are inexpensive as well. They start at about $3.99, and they go up to, I would say,
$17.99. And tell us a bit about what might your typical customer look like, Bina?
Oh, it's such a broad range. We have a lot. People will come in for stocking stuffers. People will come in for grab bag items. And then they'll also, you know, a little bit more and do an entire gift basket for that typical book lover. So it's very broad. They're all different ages.
And how about a big thing I found is gift wrapping. Is that something you offer, Bina, at the bookmark store?
Absolutely. It is offered free of charge. Again, that is just a little something else that we offer that you perhaps would not be able to readily receive at another store, and that's what marks us a little bit differently. And we spend a lot of time and come up with some really great colors and different gift wrap ideas. And so that's something that we offer free of charge.
And, Ina, how about Kaleidoscope? Do you offer a similar service?
Yes, we do. We the wrapping is actually free. We only charge a small, tiny fee of your style, and that's pretty much it. And we put the holly back into your holiday shopping experience.
Terrific. Tell us. We began the show by talking about difficulties of being a small merchant, but tell us some of the satisfying things about being a small merchant, particularly in this holiday season. Bina, what is satisfying about showing up to your place of work every day?
Well, I know what is personally satisfying is when somebody calls and says, hey, I want to spend X amount of dollars. I can't find a spot. Put something together, wrap it, and I'll be right in. And they've put total trust into what I will recommend and what I will put together for them. And that means a lot to me, and that means that I'm doing my job and I'm doing my job well.
Yes, I can appreciate that. Ina, how about yourself? What is one of the more satisfying things about showing up at Kaleidoscope every day?
Well, actually, I have to agree with Bina. One of the things is that exactly what she just mentioned, the customers actually come into you and rather, you know, give you the business and trust you with what you pick out for them and know that you're not trying to rip them off or try to just make a sale to them. It's, and that's the satisfying part of it all, is knowing that they will come back and they will always keep coming back as long as they're happy and satisfied. We are pretty much satisfied knowing that they're happy.
Right. I agree.
And tell us, what is it like to be a small merchant in the Bay Ridge community? What are some of the, you know, the good, positive, and maybe a negative aspect of well, let's not talk about negatives. Let's talk about
I can talk. I'll mention a funny negative. A funny negative is that you have no privacy everywhere you are. See, the benefit and negative to it is that we are a large family. And with a large family, you have people that will always stand beside you and will always help you. And we have all of our merchants that are always in and out of each other's shops. But again, that
is that they're always around. You see them in their store. You see them in other people's stores. You see them at restaurants.
Walking the dog.
Walking the dog.
Yes.
I catch you every now and then being a walking the dog.
Yes.
And, you know, I always say that a local purchase is a purchase that keeps on purchasing. I buy a book in your store. That allows you to go see Ina and buy a toy in her store. She goes and spends her money in either a restaurant or spa on 3rd Avenue or 5th Avenue. And it's the purchase that keeps on purchasing. People, I think, forget when they give their credit card over the Internet to some anonymous store. That money goes out of the community. Go on, Bina.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt. I actually have a little statistic for all of our listeners.
Tell us.
For every $100 spent at one of our local businesses, $68 stays within the community.
Wow.
And when you spend $100 at a national chain, only $43 will stay in the community.
Uh-huh. Wow,
so
that's
see the difference.
Powerful statistic.
Right.
Ina, we're running to the last couple minutes of our show. Ina, give us one hot thing that you would recommend to one of your customers now who's experiencing crunch time in the holiday season, either a tip
great.
Or a product.
You know, well, product, I mean, it's based on the age, so it's a little bit more widespread. I mean, it could be plasma cards, absolutely great. Baby salad for the little girls, for the perplexus that I will keep mentioning over and over, the buckyballs, Tagoo, which has been featured all over TV, radio, and the Internet. I mean, it's a great, great wood and magnetic blocks. And in terms of a tip, honestly, you know, come to 3rd Avenue, and we'll make everything much smoother and easier, and you'll be happy and ready to go, and with everything wrapped and making your shopping experience a lot easier and a lot more fun, and you'll make friends along the way.
Bina, how about yourself? One last little tip for our listeners before we let you all go back to work.
We have a great line of personalized ornaments that we will do on the spot for you to add a little bit of a personal touch, as well as gift certificates. They come in all different increments. And what that shows is that let the person come in and perhaps choose something that they wanted for themselves that you may not know what was on their wish list.
Well, we have to thank you, ladies, Bina of the Bookmark Shop, Ina of Kaleidoscope. You're great merchants. You gave us all great ideas, and we'll check back with you in the new year, maybe the next shopping period, and see what tips you have for our audience. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for
having us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
This concludes tonight's radio program. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for hosting our show, and thanks to our guests, Ina and Bina, no relation, of course, for sharing their insights with us. This is How's New York signing off. God bless Brooklyn and all of its people. Wishing you a good night, a good morning, and a good afternoon. I am Robert Howe.